Welcome to another broadcast from Brother Jim Shaw Ministries. If you'd like more information or sermons, visit www.brotherjimshaw.org. Please stay tuned to the end of the broadcast for more contact information. And now, here's Brother Jim Shaw.
Now, why is there so much evil in this world, gang? And you're going to have to separate yourself from it. Yes, you are. Otherwise, you will be given a spirit of delusion if you take it lightly and not serious on a daily basis as to the fact that you do have an enemy, particularly if you're a Christian. You have a bullseye on your back, and Satan wants to kill, steal from you, and destroy you. Yes, and Satan, this is his world. He's in charge of this world. It's a dead and dying world. Jesus told us heaven and earth are going to pass. He's going to destroy this whole place. Everything in here is cursed, but he came to give us eternal life. And he gives us a little example in the book of Mark. I'm going to read some verses here. And they went into Capernaum, and immediately on the Sabbath day, he entered into the synagogue and taught. And they were astonished at his doctrine, for he taught them as one that had authority and not as the scribes. That's interesting. They were astonished. Their jaws were bouncing off the ground. In other words, who on earth is this guy, Jesus? They must ever around people, some people talk and you know, whoa, this guy knows what he is talking about. This guy has some brains. You know, it must have been when Jesus spoke. It must have been incredible when he spoke. Every single word Jesus said must have been literally out of this world. But here he is literally in their church. And everybody's astonished at his teaching. So it had to be a different teaching. He came in with something different. Because week after week, these people are going into their synagogues, more likely like lemmings, just listening. Maybe like an average churchgoer. I don't know. But Jesus shows up and they were astonished at his doctrine, at what he was teaching. That's the astonishment. And there was in their synagogue a man with an unclean spirit, and he cried out, saying, "Let us alone. What have we to do with thee, thou Jesus of Nazareth? Art thou come to destroy us? I know thee, who thou art, the Holy One of God." Right in the middle of the church, a devil is speaking out of a man, and what's the first thing he says? "Let us alone." You know, that's the first thing the world tells us. Oh, don't tell me what to do. I could do that. I'm not hurting anybody. Who are you to tell me it's a sin? Oh, I could do anything I want. I'm not doing anything wrong. Let us alone. You ever try to tell a teenage girl at times how to behave? A rebellious one? You get a wise guy remark, you get a little air puff, you get an eye roll. I don't consider it a joke. Basically, she's saying, "Leave me alone. I want to do what I want to do. I'll do whatever I want." Beware of that. If you find yourself saying, "I'll do anything I want," beware. Because remember, you are a slave now. You are a slave. Either way, you're a slave. All people are slaves. You're either a slave to sin, you're under its bondage, or you're a slave to righteousness. You're not your own man. You're not your own man, gang. I'm not my own. And that's very consoling because I want a master, Jesus, who loves me, takes care of me, loves me so much he died on the cross for me. I want to be in bondage to righteousness. I want to be in bondage to Jesus. I'm not my own man. Being my own man is being under the heading of Satan. There's either Jesus or there's Satan. There's no middle of the road. There's not your own righteousness. No. It's either all Jesus or all nothing. Anyway, and Jesus rebuked him, saying, "Hold your peace and come out of him." Red letter. That's Jesus talking. He said, "Shut up." Actually, hold that peace means muzzle yourself. Be quiet. And come out of him. And that's what the Word of God does. It sets you free. This person is getting set free. This demon is inside of him. This unclean spirit is inside of him. And it doesn't want to be bothered. It doesn't want to hear truth. It doesn't want to hear anything about Jesus. And Jesus hits it head on. The Word of God is a disruptor. The Word of God is a divider. It comes to divide you. Righteousness from unrighteousness. That's what sanctification is all about. That's what separation is all about. That's actually what holiness is all about. A separation from the world. And this man is getting set free by this devil coming out of him. And when the unclean spirit had torn him, very interesting. Even Jesus Christ, think of that. This devil's trying to get the last laugh coming out. He rips this guy up. It basically said he had convulsions. This guy got thrown into a grand mal seizure. And when the unclean spirit had torn him, convulsed him, and cried with a loud voice, he came out of him. Doesn't sound happy. He didn't like the eviction notice. No, he didn't. The immediate eviction notice was given. And you know, when you eat the Word of God, when you have communion with Jesus and eat his Word, and you eat him, and you read his Word, and you just meditate on it, and you digest it, and you love it, it does set you free. It gives you contentment. It gives you godliness. It calms you down. It gives you courage. It gives you confidence. God's Word tells the devils, shut up, get out. Basically, what it is, God's Word is referred to as light, L-I-G-H-T, light. Not a light bulb that lights up a room, but the Word is light that exposes unbelief, exposes rebellion, exposes the deeds of darkness within you. That's what Jesus Christ does. He's basically bringing you back into the garden. I'll read that again. And when the unclean spirit had torn him and cried with a loud voice, he came out of him. And here we go again with the congregation. And they were all, every last one of them amazed. I mean, Jesus is putting on a show. First, they're astonished at what he's teaching. Can you imagine this? And this is a big Sunday gathering, even though it was on Sunday. I guess they had their holy day on Saturday. But he's in the synagogue. And first, he astonishes them with his teaching. And now they're amazed at what he's actually doing. And they were all amazed in so much that they questioned among themselves, saying, what thing is this? What new doctrine is this? Doctrine, teaching. You know, who knows? That teaching he was giving them could have been about the devils. He could have been telling them all that you are in bondage to evil spirits, that there is a God of this world, that I did see Satan fall from the sky like lightning, and I saw him take a third of the angels. He could have been, in his teaching, could have been saying all this, because whatever he was saying did trigger the demon to yell, shut up, let us alone. And here he's really amazing everybody in the church. And they're asking, what kind of new doctrine is this? Here we go again. For with authority commands he even the unclean spirits, and they do obey him. Here we go, that word authority again. When he, in verse 22, it says, and they were astonished at his doctrine, for he taught them as one that had authority. I'll read that again. And they were astonished at his doctrine. That's teaching. for he taught them as one that had authority. And here we go. After he cast the devil out, and it says, and they were all amazed, in so much that they questioned among themselves, what new thing is this? What new doctrine is this? For with authority commands he even the unclean spirits, and they do obey him. In other words, they were all astonished. They couldn't believe this doctrine. And they knew that this authority he had was out of this world. And gang, you and I have the same thing. We have the same thing. When we take on the mind of Christ, when we are obedient to the teachings of Jesus, the devils will have to flee. Yes. Submit to God, resist the devil, and he will flee. We fight not flesh and blood, but principalities, powers, and rulers of darkness. The God, small g, of this world has blinded the minds of those who don't believe. We must beware, gang. We're not fighting flesh and blood. This is an all-out warfare. If someone is in sexual bondage out there, you can't, it's like a claw in your brain. It's a sexual demon. You might want to be free of it. You might not want to have anything to do with it, but you're like a sheep getting led to slaughter. You can't get away from it. You have to be delivered of it. But what, first off, when you realize it's an actual entity, now you can start fighting it. Now you could say, I'm not going to listen to you, entity. I'm not going to listen to the thoughts you're trying to put in my head. I'm not going to listen to the urges and ambitions that you're trying to put into my head. I'm going to submit to God, and I am going to resist you. I am going to resist you. And the Word of God tells me you must flee. You could get into the battle. You don't have to be held bondage to what the world calls addictions. What the Lord says is bondage. Now, he could set you free, bang, like that, or he's going to just let you fight it out. Fight it out isn't immediate. A fight is a fight. It's a tug of war. Knock down, drag out. And I believe some of our deliverances are like that. I don't know how long they take, but they take time on occasion. Or it could be just bang, it's gone. Some of the addictions I had, bang. The Lord just, out of his mercy, bang, gone. Walked around a brand new creature. What on earth happened to me? Brand new. And then here comes the convictions. Boom, 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 boom. And all I had to do was follow him now. I never had convictions before I knew Christ. They weren't convictions. They were opportunities. Are you kidding me? They were fun. There's pleasure in sin for a season. But I didn't know that verse. But even the Word of God knows that. There's pleasure in sin for a season. But there's also a consequence of sin, and that consequence is death. Yes, death. Death to everything. Choose life. Choose life. Choose Jesus Christ. Choose the Holy Spirit when he convicts you. Choose the Father. Gang, be a stranger and a pilgrim in this world. Be a peculiar person in this world. Be a fool for the sake of Christ. It's not a joke. Your soul is in the balance. Give it to the Lord. Fight the good fight of faith. And God bless you.
You've been listening to Brother Jim Shaw Ministries. If you would like more information or sermons, we can be reached at www.brotherjimshaw.org. That's www.brotherjimshaw.org. Or write to P.O. Box 690492, Vero Beach, Florida. You can also call 717-451-9767. Again, 717-451-9767. Thanks for tuning in, and we'll see you again next time for another broadcast from Brother Jim Shaw Ministries. To view more messages on Brother Jim's YouTube page, please visit www.brotherjimshaw.org.